Okay, our next speaker is Sarah Perry. Sarah Perry, talking about the effects of duration of weed-free periods in organic lettuce production.
Thank you very much. So as she said, my name is Sarah Perry. I am an undergraduate at California State University, Fresno. And today I'll be talking to you about the effects of duration of weed-free periods in organic lettuce production. My co-authors are Ryan Cox, Larissa LaRocca, Con Curterall, and Anil Sestra. So lettuce is the number one crops in terms of acreage in organically produced crops in California, with about 33,000 planted acres. There are four major regions in California that grow organic lettuce and lettuce in general. The Central Valley, I don't know if we have a clicker, here we go. So the Central Valley, the Central Coast, the Southern Coast, and the Southern Desert. And Monterey County, being on the Central Coast, is one of the major producing areas. So weed management and organic cropping system, in general, has cited to be a major challenge, as these cropping systems generally rely on mechanical, physical, and cultural practices for control, and hand weeding being a major component in that. Therefore, weed management accounts for a substantial portion of farm budgets in organic cropping systems. However, it may not be necessary to control weeds for the entire growing period. Controlling weeds during the critical period may be sufficient enough to avoid losses in crop yield and crop quality. The critical period for weed control is that period in a crop's growth cycle during which weeds must be controlled to prevent yield losses due to weed competition. A subcomponent of the critical period for weed control is duration of weed-free period. The determination of duration of weed-free period is very important in organic cropping systems, especially crops like lettuce, which rely a substantial amount of time in hand weeding. And there seems to be very limited research that has been done on the critical period for weed control in organic lettuce production in California. So, the objective of this study was to determine the effect of duration of weed-free period on 1. Crop yield, 2. Crop quality, and 3. Hand weeding costs of transplanted organic romaine lettuce. This was a field study that we did for 2 years, fall of 2014 and spring of 2015. The experiment was conducted on the certified organic plots at the Fresno State Campus Farm. We transplanted certified organic romaine lettuce on 40-inch raised beds, and there were 2 rows on each bed, and the plants were transplanted 12 inches apart. We then subdivided the field into 32 plots. They were each 5 feet by 10 feet, comprising of 2 beds. We then applied organic fertilizer by hand at 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. We use randomized complete block design for our experimental design. We had 8 treatments and we replicated it 4 times. The study was conducted for 2 seasons and the treatments were as follows. Treatment 1 was weedy for the entire season. So this was our control, so there's no weeding done on these plots. Treatment 2 was weed-free for 1 week after transplanting. Treatment 3 was weed-free for 2 weeks after transplanting and all the way up to weed-free for the entire growing season. The plots were kept weed-free by hand weeding once a week, and the time was recorded taken to weed each plot. Weed density by species was then estimated using a 0.25 square meter quadrant, and these samples were taken prior to weeding. Prior to harvest, the following data were taken. Chlorophyll concentration readings using a SPAD meter. This kind of told us the greenness of the plant. Weed biomass, stand counts, number of diseased plants was taken, a crop quality rating on a scale from 1 to 4, 4 being excellent. Those are the plants that you would expect to see in the market, you know, really green and lush and beautiful plants. And 1 being poor, the ones you wouldn't expect to see in the market, stunted and chlorotic. And we also collected samples for testing organic acids. The lettuce was harvested 8 weeks after transplanting. And at that time, we weighed out the total fresh weights and marketable weights. Data were analyzed using nonlinear regression models, and graphs were prepared in sigma plot. So we decided to test for organic acids because one of our hypotheses in this study was that weed densities would have a different effect due to weed competition externally and internally. So we collected samples, extracted them, and ran them through our high-performance liquid chromatography machine at Fresno State. We analyzed three major acids that indicate stress. First, we looked at ferulic acid, which is an organic compound abundant with phenolic phytochemical found in the plant cell wall. Protocatechuic acid, which is a type of phenolic acid, which serves as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And chlorogenic acid, a natural chemical compound, which is an important intermediate in lignin biosynthesis. For our results, there is no interaction between the 2 years of data, so we decided to combine the 2 years. In each of my graphs, you will see on the y-axis is the parameters that we tested, and the x-axis are the treatments, so the weed-free periods. In these two graphs, we are measuring total yield and average weight of each lettuce head. In these graphs, we found that the critical period for weed control was 4 weeks after transplanting, and there seemed to be no benefit in weeding after that time. Quality of each lettuce head, again, that was on a scale from 1 to 4, 4 being excellent, 1 being poor. And here we also found that the critical period for weed control was up to 4 weeks after transplanting. Chlorophyll concentration, we found that the highest bad readings were up to 3 weeks after transplanting. And the organic acids, we found that ANOVA showed that there was no significant differences between the treatments. Weed biomass showed that after the 4 weeks after transplanting, it resulted in a similar weed biomass. I've been asked many times after this discussion about whether farmers should be concerned about seed return or adding seed to the seed bank. But as you can see on this next picture, all these pictures were taken prior to harvest. And down here is a treatment where it's 4 weeks after transplanting. And as you can see, the weeds are so small that they're not even at the flowering stage yet. So if the farmers are proactive after harvesting and if they control and disc, there shouldn't be any problem. And even after the 2 weeks and the 3 weeks, you can see the weeds are still pretty small and not even at the flowering stage yet. So for total hand weeding time, this was measured hours per acre per person. In this study, we found that it took up to 178 hours per acre per person if they know that the most critical time is the first 4 weeks. However, if the farmers are unaware that these first 4 weeks are the most critical, and if they're weeding for the entire growing season, they could be spending up to 350 hours per acre. As you can see, this graph has a linear increase, so the farmer not only has to take into account how many hours they're spending, but how many dollars they're spending. So in conclusion, the critical period for weed control in romaine lettuce and organic cropping systems was up to 4 weeks after transplanting. Control beyond those 4 weeks after transplanting did not result in an increase in crop yield or crop quality, and the presence of weeds for different durations of the growth cycle did not cause a change in quality or the organic acid levels. With that, I would like to acknowledge that the funding for this study was provided in the form of an internship through the California Weed Science Society and an undergrad research scholarship by the Weed Science Society of America. Lettuce transplants were provided by Growers Transplanting, Inc. Organic fertilizer was provided by California Organic Fertilizers. And I'd also like to acknowledge all of those who helped me at Fresno State. Thank you very much. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if there's any. All right, thank you.
Answer questions. We have time for questions. That was an incredible undergraduate presentation.
Thank you.
We definitely have time for some questions for Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, excellent presentation. And again, very cool for an undergraduate. So.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Like things you use for the normal regression and what kind of what
Those were the best fit models. To be completely honest, my advisor really helped me with this portion. I'm taking a biometrics class right now that's going to, after that, I'd be able to answer that question. Thank you. Another question? The beds were 40 inches,
okay.
And I don't know how big the furrows were, but I think pretty typical size.
Is that, yeah, pretty typical for California,
like in terms of lettuce production? In terms of lettuce production, yes. I know in Salinas Valley they are going up to 80-inch beds, just because, I mean, that's the number one producing county in California, and they're not only providing in California, but all over the United States, so... But as far as I know, in California and smaller organic plots like that, we're doing 40-inch beds.
I don't know anything about California production. Is it that would the growers usually be growing another lettuce crop after that, or some other type of crop?
Well, I know you can do a fall product and a spring product, because it takes about 8 weeks. I would imagine you could do another crop after that first crop. I am not much of a farmer. I'm more on the research. My husband farms, so you can answer that question, but I believe that you can do more than one crop per season. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.